Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, April 17th. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and, as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everybody please rise for the flag salute and a moment of silence for first responders, frontline workers, and members of the military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Here.
Mr.
Wojcik?
Here.
Ms.
Here.
Mr. Wender?
Here.
Ms. Mickey?
Here.
Okay. First up, we have presentation of the minutes. It's the April 3rd, 2024 regular session meeting minutes and April 3rd, 2024 executive session meeting minutes. If there isn't any discussion or if there is discussion on them, let me know. And if not, can I get a motion to approve them in a group?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. With that, I need a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Mm. We're going to give you buzzers.
There's two chairs. You can sit together.
Hi, Sharon Petzinger. I just took a quick peruse of the ordinance you're going to introduce today, the tree replacement removal. I'm just wondering if there are any recommended changes to, say, the list of trees to be planted. How would you like that to be incorporated? Suggested changes. Mm.
I'm not sure if are we bound by the trees that are in that ordinance?
You know, I think there are recommendations. Mm-hmm. I think every tree, I don't think, grows the same in different parts of New Jersey, even though you're in the same area.
So
I'm thinking that, I think you'd be okay with that. But what I would suggest is, because we are introducing tonight, if you just get the list to the clerk, and then, if we can make the changes, that's not a significant change.
Mm-hmm.
You're swapping out trees.
That's what I was wondering.
Right, no, that's okay.
So then we just would go right to the public hearing. We don't have to do a second introduction or anything.
No, right. Well, yeah. To the extent that the trees make sense,
right.
And, we would amend the ordinance by swapping out what we think it needs to be swapped out and then put in the other ones, and then we'll amend it and then public hearing and adopt it as amended.
Okay, so there's nothing about the state saying don't take these out, right?
Not to my knowledge.
That's the only thing. I'd rather add them than take them.
Well, you can always add to them, but I don't know that I think, look, they're trying to do a one-size-fits-all, right, depending on what it is. So I don't, I think you'd be okay.
Okay.
I don't think that would be the most egregious thing.
Okay. One of the trees, it's a male or a female, and if you get a female ginkgo, the fruits are horrible. They smell like, we don't want to endorse that. So just some recommended changes.
Yeah, I don't, I wouldn't know a ginkgo from a ganko, so that's good to me. I didn't even know there's a male or female ginkgo.
What is that, ginkgo biloba?
Yeah, ginkgo biloba, which is a great, herbal remedy, but not a great tree if you've got the female that has fruit.
Yeah.
Can we get credits for the ash trees that are dying because of the Chinese? And that offsets what they want on the other side?
No.
No? Okay. I got to try.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hollow Road. I see you're going to discuss the open space. Is that the township's open space money?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like the historian's preservation be able to be included in that, because that's in the ordinance. And is there going to be an alternative to this, that you're taking away the recycle dumpster? Just can't say. Okay.
Well, we moved it from
I know
the
it's really used. I know it's misused. So.
We'll get to that when I get to that point. Any other public comment? Agenda items only?
Just real quick, the one on stormwater quality, 327, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
The concern I would have is that we're going down big government here. And when you look at the fines, I don't know if you all read this, but there's first offense, $1,500 mandatory. And after that, it could go up to $7,500. If you have a situation where a warning is appropriate and you fix the issue, you have that option. Otherwise, this is a pretty nasty tool that could be used politically or neighborly or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
so
a lot
of the towns have the warning as the first. Mm-hmm. You don't rectify or it continues, then you get slapped with the other one, because now you're talking about paying thousands of dollars for attorney plus the $1,500, and it can get pretty nasty.
And again, that's something we have to talk about. Is I don't know what kind of leeway we have with these ordinances.
That one's what for public hearing?
That's the stormwater.
Yeah, it's the stormwater, the stormwater quality.
It's the violation penalty.
It's the one with the waste and the wildlife feeding and everything.
Yeah. So again, it's less than or no more. It's a range, and that's to give the court the discretion. And I can tell you that the $1,500 is basically a minimum amount under state statute. So. Mm-hmm.
Right, but it's not. But you're allowed to. You're allowed to put a waiver. You're allowed to put a one.
So again. It's a violation and penalty provision, and that's what it's for, as far as giving the judge the discretion. I mean, ultimately, it would rest with the municipal court judge and you know, take that in consideration. I've never seen necessarily warnings with respect to the violation and penalties provision of that. That's a different aspect of it. So I would be inclined not to change it and just keep it that for the court to have that discretion.
So right. What you're saying is the town doesn't have the ability to have the zoning officer go out or whoever's reporting it to give a summons or a warrant, not a summons, but a warning first, because right, no matter what, you tied his hands, and if he has to do a summons, it's going right to court.
If he has to do a summons, it would go to court. If he has to do a summons, he may not have to do a summons. I don't know particular circumstances. But again, so that gives the court the ability to assess a fine if they found someone guilty of violating the ordinance, and then the court has that discretion.
That
would rest with the court.
I understand that, but you're not giving the zoning officer an ability to have a warrant.
No. So again, what I'll say is, if a summons is issued,
well,
okay.
Right. Question.
He doesn't have to issue a summons.
It's not a mandatory.
Well, that's right. So I'm just, you know.
Well, I've seen in other ordinances in other jurisdictions, they actually put in there the first.
That for different. Well, it depends. It depends on what the ordinance is for and right what the enforcement provision is.
True.
So, you know, enforcement. So again, right. He has discretion. Like police officers have discretion whether or not to issue a ticket or not issue a ticket.
It would be nice to have it on paper, because maybe, I don't know if he records on a paper, so when he does give a second, maybe when he does do a violation and summons, he can show the escalation. But I guess he can do, I don't know if he can do that, because it won't be, he doesn't have the ability to do a, I don't know.
We'd have to look into it.
You know, the escalation of something. That's something. You start doing things without, you start doing ordinances with penalties, and you go right to that without somebody knowing that they could get a warning first. Just like if the state police pull you over, they give you a warning, or somebody give you a warning, but then they record the warning, so you get another one. Nope, we have you in the system for a warning. Next one, you're getting a ticket. So it's just compliance, but. That's up to you. All right.
Yeah, it's not really up to us, a lot of this. That's the problem.
It's kind of
I agree with you.
State-imposed mandates.
You know. Any other public comments? Agenda items only? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment? Agenda items only?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Next up,
yes.
Oh, yes. Next up, we have ordinance for introduction, which is the ordinance amending Chapter 349 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon entitled Trees pursuant to the requirements of the Township's 2024 NJDEP MS4 permit. So I need a motion to introduce, and then we'll have some committee discussion if you would like.
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yeah. We're going to have the public hearing on May 1st, but is there any discussion prior to the public hearing?
I have not a chance to go.
Okay. Well, basically, what I'll say about this ordinance, it's Ordinance 08-2024. And it's very comprehensive. The notes I took, it's public and private property. There's lots of reasons why, you know, soil erosion, drainage, increased municipal costs. But there are a lot of exemptions, and there's the involvement of the zoning officer, sometimes the Board of Adjustment in certain cases, for like if you wanted to remove a tree near a septic system or for a septic system. But it's a good document for everybody to read because there's a lot of questions and answers in the back. So you can get a lot of the answers to your questions if you read it. It's not that long.
Mary, the only thing I would also add is that the town municipality had an existing tree removal ordinance. So I worked with Bryson, our engineer, and sort of combined the two.
Okay.
And we kept, I think, pretty much everything of the existing ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and then we added to it with the new requirements.
And then we'll just add the trees when Sharon sends
them over. Yeah, you can send it, and just copy the one.
So you added the new DEP requirement.
Correct.
Okay, wait till the public. You can do it at the public hearing unless there's something you want to add that's going to amend this to the point where we can't have the public hearing. Okay, hearing.
The only thing, where is the $1,500 in this thing?
No. It's not in that ordinance. It's in a different one.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the stormwater quality.
This one says not to exceed $500.
Yeah, it's in the stormwater quality one, which we're going to get to that, too. So can I get a...
Can I have an explanation of what they mean by agricultural advancement purposes? Is that any agricultural farm or farm assessed that has trees that may need to be moved? For instance, if there's a hay field and the hay field becomes shade, and it's hard to get that hay dry. Could they take those trees down?
Where, I'm sorry.
It's right. E, page 3E, better diseased trees, agricultural advancement purposes. It's on exemptions.
Right, that's what you currently have that exemption. That's not being added. That's in your current ordinance now.
I understand that.
Right, anything that's bolded or bolded and underlined is what's being added.
Okay.
So right. My sense is that, but that's what you currently permit in your code.
Okay. Now that's my understanding, that agriculturally, if you need to move trees, you're exempt. Would you still be...
Right, like if you have a hedgerow...
That's
right,
what I'm talking about.
Correct. You can,
right.
Those things, and then it also exempts for trees for firewood for personal use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are exempted as well.
Thank you.
But those exist, currently.
Like to do a motion?
To...
Introduce?
Sure.
Make a motion to introduce ordinance number 08-2024, ordinance amending Chapter 349 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon entitled Trees pursuant to the requirements of the Township's 2024 NJDEP MS4 permit. Public hearing date for the ordinance is scheduled for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024.
Get a second.
Session.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next up, if you all recall, people that were here on April 3rd, we introduced Ordinance Number 06-2024, which is the Ordinance Amending Chapter 327 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon entitled Stormwater Quality. This is the one, Abe, that you were thinking about.
Okay.
To include new Articles 2-8 and new 327-5 to 327-30 pursuant to the requirements of the Township of Lebanon's 2024 New Jersey DEP MS4 permit. And this one covers the pet waste, the wildlife feeding, the litter control, improper disposal of waste, yard waste collection, private storm drains, inlet retrofitting, and privately owned salt storage. And this is the one that Mr. Bohm just mentioned about, could we possibly get a warning first because of the penalties in here. So can I get a motion to open the public hearing on ordinance number 06-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Any committee discussion before we have any public discussion?
I agree with Mr. Bohm that we've got to see if we can get a waiver to allow residents to have, you know, some sort of way not to have to pay a fine the first time around. You get that for everything else. I don't know, attorney, is that something that we can look at, or we?
Well, you're here. You're here for public adoption. You have to adopt it by the stuff by the first. You would have to continue the public hearing if you want to look at it, if you want to reduce the fines. But again,
May 1st is the deadline?
Yeah.
Which is next week. Yeah,
we can amend
it. Well, you can do it.
We can amend it down the road. It doesn't have to be.
I'm sorry. Can we have a policy, for example, with the zoning officer?
No.
No? Cannot do that.
It's like any other law, right? Law says discretion will lie with the court. Right, and then again, ultimately, the party who's enforcing it, whether or not to issue a summons, right? Doesn't I can't dictate what whoever's responsible for it, but they may go out and the individual may say, "Hey, I wasn't aware," and then you know, zoning officer's okay, fine, you know, just fix it, and they'll come back, right? That I think he has that discretion, like any enforcement officer has. Same thing with police, right? We have ordinances that they can enforce or choose not to enforce. There's a state statute that's speeding. If you go over 55, if you go 56, you could get a summons, right? They don't have to. So the discretion lies with the enforcement officer. And that's, I just think it's accepted relative to anyone who has that authority in New Jersey, right?
So our zoning officer would have the discretion.
So again...
I get it.
Any enforcement officer.
However, historically, in Lebanon Township, we prefer, and the zoning officer realizes warnings are certain.
I think any enforcement officer, has that. Again, police officers can enforce ordinances as well. They're permitted. There's nothing prevent a police officer from writing a violation of a municipal ordinance.
Yeah.
You know, but again, the discretion always rests with the enforcement officer, right? The penalties are set for court, right? So the court then, depending on the severity or not the severity, that's where the discretion lies. So, if anything, I just think you would, if you want to reduce the 1,500, if you think that's too high, you know, you could look to reduce the floor, right? So the floor is lower.
So that's not a state 1,500 minimum?
State allows, there's a state statute that allows municipalities to go up to a certain amount, right, depending on what it is. But again, I think the outside one, the higher one, you keep it there, depending on like someone who's a frequent flyer, right, frequently violates. So you people only understand, unfortunately, penalties. I think you can certainly have less if you so desire. 1,500 is traditional. It's not an atypical amount for a penalty.
I don't see a lot of these being actually summons, but there may be issues where there's a neighbor complaining often or something like that, where the zoning officer would have to go out and assess the situation.
Any other discussion? Any discussion from the public on it other than what Mr. Bohm said?
I'll continue.
Sue said she was going to keep you home.
I told her to stay home. It's just my experiences in other towns, sometimes it could be used as a tool, and we don't know what's going to happen down the road. Mm-hmm. And they pound away. And like the attorney said, that different ordinances have different violations and different thresholds. But the one that rings a bell to me is that even if you didn't do the waiver, which I think you could do the waiver, but that's up to the attorney, or that may have to do with other ordinances and not with stormwater. That's fine. But they give a waiver as the first step of compliance. But they also put a caveat in there that if it exceeds, if it's more gross negligence or it's higher, then they go right to the fine, mm-hmm. right to the summons. So it's tiered. Because otherwise they may say, well, I have to go right to the summons because they're not complying, but it could be you didn't clean up the dog poop. Mm-hmm. And now you got to go to court and spend, which I'm sure the attorneys love this, you got to pay money for the attorney and then go fight the fine. And you may not have discretion to do less than $1,500 because it says the ordinance between $1,500 and $7,500. So if you don't want to go that route, that's fine, but I would encourage you, first offense, that you go down to a lower amount, probably something in the realm of what our ordinances for different ordinances in town have, whether it's whatever is reasonable, $250, because they're going to pay attorney fees, all the other stuff. So I don't know where that number is going to be. And they can always escalate that. And my concern is the abuse down the road, which we don't know what's going to happen. And neighbor calling, complaining, political views, whatever, different zoning officer, this and that. Mm-hmm. What's traditional isn't traditional anymore. So once it's in the ordinance, then everything starts ratcheting up.
Yeah.
That's just, take it for what it is. I'm just looking at down the road and how the effect of this violation will be taken into consideration with other ordinances and their violations.
Yeah, it's a lot for me. Even just reading through this stuff, and I'll just talk out of school on something else I saw recently. It was about lead pipes, and we were being encouraged, any town that had them, to force. Basically, the language was like force the homeowner to allow you on private property to fix and hold them accountable for whatever the part that's there. It's a lot of, I don't know. Anyway, so I took some notes. We'll see what we can investigate and see where we have some leeway on this. One after the other. The next one is, ordinance. This
you have to finish the public
hearing. Oh, the public hearing. Any more public comments? Can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Can I get a motion to adopt ordinance number 06-2024?
I'll second the motion to close the public hearing.
Yes.
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 And to adopt the
ordinance.
Oh, the ordinance, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The second.
Second motion you made to adopt the ordinance?
Yes.
I'll second that motion to adopt the ordinance.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so next up we have ordinance for public hearing and adoption is 07-2024, amending Chapter 252, littering of the Township Code.
So, Mayor, this is related to the same MSR4 permit?
Yes.
But you already had a provision in it, so rather than recreate the wheel, mm-hmm. just took language that was in the template, and actually your ordinance pretty much had everything, it just...
Yeah, I see where you made the changes on here. So
it's something that you already had in your ordinance,
right.
In your code book.
Can I get a motion to open the public hearing on Ordinance 07-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Before we go to public hearing, yes. Any committee comments on that? On this voting one? Great. Anybody in the public want to talk about this particular?
No warning.
Does littering cover if people have a lot of broken down vehicles, a lot of garbage in their front yard?
Any used or unconsumed substance or waste material which has been discarded, whether made of aluminum, glass, plastic, rubber, paper, other natural or synthetic material, or any combination thereof, including but not limited to any bottle, jar, or can, or any top cap. Detachable tab of any bottle, jar, or can, any unlighted cigarette, cigar, match, or any flaming or glowing material, or any garbage, trash, refuse, debris, rubbish, grass clippings, or other lawn or garden waste, newspaper, magazines, glass, metal, plastic, or paper containers, or other packaging or construction material, but does not include the waste of the primary processes of mining or other extraction processes, logging, sawmilling, farming, or manufacturing.
So that to answer his question, it could.
I just can't picture sitting in Trenton and coming up with this. I really can't. Anyway.
Well, you can. Well, you know who's in Trenton.
Well, so again, you guys already had that in your code.
It's very fatiguing reading these things. Very depressing.
How about bear trash? That's a real one.
The what?
Bear trash. Citizens should pick up the trash when the bear takes it.
Oh, I thought you meant a different type of bear trash. Like, are we going to bag that up now and just take that away?
Jeez. According to this, yes.
It's on your property. The bear was there. You better bag it up.
Anybody want to come up? Any public hearing? Thank you.
No, this isn't about the bear comments. I'm glad to see that we're kind of laughing at it because, I mean, this is, we have no control over this.
Yeah.
And apparently they had, DEP had a public comment period for the new ordinances, new model ordinances, but it wasn't very well advertised.
At all.
Yes.
I wonder why.
It puts you in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that people are recognizing that it's not you that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you have to.
Yeah.
So. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the lady who spends a lot of time in Trenton with those people.
Those people.
Those people.
Okay, so.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, all right.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Can I have a motion to adopt Ordinance number 07-2024, amending Chapter 252, littering of the Township Code?
I'll make the motion to adopt Ordinance 07-2024.
Second.
Yes.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, now to the easy stuff. Next up, we're going into the resolution. So we have resolution number 68-2024, authorizing continued employment of Francis Suchovic? Is that Sukovic? Suchovic. As per diem employee for the Bunvale Library. So this just extends her time as a per diem. We're making things time bound, and then we'll review it again on, I don't know what it says, 90 days. Okay. So can I get a motion? Any discussion? Or a motion to approve resolution number 68-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 69-2024, authorizing a refund of Highlands Exemption Escrow for 299 Rocky Run Road, Block 10, Lot 201, in the amount of $392.50 to Distinctive Builders. Any discussion or a motion to approve resolution number 69-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have resolution number 70-2024, accepting the resignation of Michael Thompson from the Lebanon Township Police Department. He's resigning effective today, and he wrote us a nice letter, very nice letter, 16 years of service, and he accepted a position with the Bridgewater Police Department, so we wish him well. And do you want to accept with regrets the resignation of Officer Michael Thompson and at the same time approve resolution number 70-2024?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 71-2024, and this is resolution awarding a contract to Micro Enterprise Solutions, LLC, MES, for IT management services for the Township of Lebanon. And this is a last year, if you remember, we went through a massive computer upgrade in the entire township. Everything's done that we were working with the ESC. But what we really need now is a dedicated rapid response type of a service for whenever we have issues. So any discussion? You might want to – you've been involved in this, right?
Yeah, no, okay. great group. Carolyn is very familiar with them, and there'll be a great, it's less money than what we were paying before, and the response time that we need for the employees is much better, and so it's all around good.
And this is going to cover the website, too? I couldn't remember. Uh-huh. GoDaddy website type? He's going to...
That's a separate contract, but Phil assists.
Okay.
Yep.
So this.
And he had good ideas about as you know, we're doing backup in crazy places with the other thing, and it's totally a no-no from an IT perspective. My career in the past was IT, so this is a much better solution.
Okay, so this will be the term will be when the ESC contract basically ends, so the term would be July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025, and the amount is $900. Per month, pursuant to the proposal of March 18th. I just want to make sure that the website piece, if it's separate, is there going to be a separate contract to this $900 a month, or is it?
I think the GoDaddy is paid through the end of this year, and then it's like a subscription. So I don't think it's much of a contract. I have to look, because ESC kind of handled that, but it's its own piece. It's separate from...
All right, because I'm going to assume, I don't have the contract, I should, you know, it was a while ago, I should have brought it in, but I'm going to assume that we've got the exposure with the website right now that we're going to have. I mean, you're managing it, it's not that it's not going to be there, but it's just that if somebody has to get involved, are you doing what John used to do with that? So you're doing that whole website now. So then I'm...
We have to blog it. We have to...
Yeah. Okay. So I feel so much better just hearing that, because really then it's the matter of just managing any problems with GoDaddy,
yeah.
Unless you're managing problems with GoDaddy. I don't know if you've been working with them.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things.
Okay. Well, then I feel like we're in good shape.
Yeah, it's a cloud service, so it's kind of self... It kind of runs itself with
yeah.
a little bit of gentle care.
I was worried more about the tree, the structural changes, anything like that, but you seem to be
well,
doing a good job.
Yeah, yes, yeah, see, it's, we'll,
yeah.
That'll all be able to.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 71-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is Resolution Number 72-2024. Awarding a contract to CNJ Cleaning Service, LLC, for cleaning services for the Municipal Building and the Bunvale Library. And this will be for $175 per week, pursuant to the written proposal of March 17th, 2024. Any discussion on that? We've been looking for a while. So can I get a motion to approve Resolution 72-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Next up is Resolution Number 73-2020. Yes. Yes. I thought I heard my voice over there. Next up is Resolution Authorizing Refund of Highlands Exception Escrow for Turkey Top and Mountain Road, Camp Burney, Block 56, Lot 9. So, again, Resolution 73-2024. And it's for the Young Men's Christian Association of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And the amount is a balance of $199 in the escrow account. So can I get a motion to approve that escrow transaction for Resolution 73-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Unless there's discussion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Next up is Resolution Number 74-2024, authorizing refund of Highlands Exception Escrow for 38 Slyker Road, Block 40, Lot 22, Mr. George Wenger, in the amount of $439 in the escrow account. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 74-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Next up, I don't know, Tom, if you want to, this is Resolution Number 75-2024, yes, yeah.
Okay.
Resolution Number 75-2024, authorizing partial payment to Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes, the Volunteer Fire Department, you know, our budget is introducing tonight, and I spoke to the CFO about getting the department some funding out of their annual donation of this year's budget. So the $36,000 will be coming off the total $130,000. They're in need of this to keep the EMS staffing going at this point. Their revenues are down. You know, if anyone knows about the fire department and the EMS, they're a 501c. They're supported by our donation and then by other residents' donations and fundraisings that they do. And their EMS staffing program is a program where they staff it with EMTs, and they're paid. And those individuals, when they go out on a call, if they transport to the hospital, there's a billing mechanism, which is billed to the insurance company. And the insurance company has been going down is what they would pay. So the revenue for the fire department, which is being helped by the EMS rescue squad, which is the same group, is struggling a little bit right now because of the insurance payments that are being allotted by Medicaid, Medicare, and then even on the private sector. Because once Medicaid and Medicare decided that we'll pay $200, we'll pay $400, and the private sector said we'll pay $650, transportation bill is $1,300. So they're struggling a little bit. So I think it's imperative that this committee get them some funding now to keep this EMS program going. And I just would like everyone here to pass the word out that we could help and support our EMS and fire department going forward. There are different functions that they do. They have a carnival. We could use your help. So I'm looking for the committee to approve this resolution number 75-2024 and help the fire department continue with the Lebanon Township Fire and Rescue.
Any other comments? Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 75-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you.
All right. Next up is Resolution 76-2024, petitioning the Director of Local Government Services to allow delayed introduction of the 2024 municipal budget. There's no issue here. It's a standard practice. We just needed some time, like other towns. So, and I mentioned at the reorg that every committee person needed to know this budget this year inside out. And I can honestly say that we spent a lot of time on that budget. So this is just, you know, petitioning the state and telling them that we need to a little bit more time. And with that, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 76-2024 if there's no other discussion?
Am I going to get a raise?
Don't talk about that now.
Motion to approve Resolution number 76-2024.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes. Next up we have... Wait a minute. Oh, that was resolution. Sorry, we have to do it again. It was resolution 76. Did I say 76, 25?
Yeah.
Did I say 76? Okay, I thought I said 77. Okay, next
now
up. 77. Resolution number 77-2024, which is the resolution to introduce the 2024 municipal budget, which we will have a public hearing on May 15th. And I just wanted, we're not going to be talking about a lot of the details tonight, but it's been, like I was saying, it's a great team effort here with this entire committee, because everybody really got involved with it this year. It's been through the auditor. It's been through the CFO. He's not here tonight. We'll have a lot, we'll have definitely questions and answers during the public hearing with the CFO on the 15th. It's a healthy budget. There aren't any surprises. We're going to discuss it in depth on the 15th. So if you want, and Tom is the liaison, so if you want to say anything other than what I just said.
All I'll add is the general revenues are down from last year. Our revenue is $7,457,021 is our general revenues down from last year. And our appropriations, we had difficulty this year with spending. We hit a cap, 2% appropriations cap over last year's. And that was the work that this committee did along mm-hmm. with Greg to bring that number within the fold. And so we balanced the budget, and you know, our appropriations are the same number, $7,457,021 for a tax rate of 0.3133, which is a modest increase over last year's tax rate. And that's about as far as we can go today. We will have a public meeting where everyone can get involved with questions and answers.
Yeah, and the revenues, I think, were down, too, because we had that we had to book that $750,000 grant last year. You have to book it in the year that you get it. So it made it's not that we lost revenue as much as...
Money.
Yeah.
No, that is right. There's items of special revenue interest. AARP fund, the community grant fund, a few were in there that made the revenue side higher last year.
Okay, so with that, can I get a motion to approve resolution number 77-2024 to introduce the 2024 municipal budget and to hold the public hearing on May 15th?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 78. Okay, 70. So many of them here. Maybe you're right about the consent agenda. Just get them done. 78-2024, resolution petitioning the Director of Local Government Services to include special items of general revenue, public and private revenues offset with appropriations in the 2024 municipal budget. And this basically pertains to inclusion of state grants anticipated. And it's $47,899 for clean communities, American Rescue Plan, body armor, prior year unappropriated drunk driving enforcement grant. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Third.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So now we have a resolution 79-2024 petitioning the Director of Local Government Services to include special items of general revenue, other special items in the 2024 municipal budget. And basically, this is revenue related to special items like, in this case, shared services with the schools for Lebanon. We get revenue from the school to give them SROs, police officers, special resource officers, and Lebanon Township Board of Education for property maintenance. We have a $20,000 contract for a total of $402,315, and it's not like we're profiting on that. It's really just a shared service agreement.
Yeah, they take it out of this pocket out of you and they put it in this pocket.
So can I get any discussion on that? Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 79-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, next up, this is a good one. We have Resolution number 80-2024. Which is adopting the employee handbook for the Township of Lebanon. It's been through this committee for a good month, 6 weeks. It's been through the attorney. It's been through the Abe did a wonderful job on this until he couldn't even see anymore. Remember that? Then I looked at it. Then Carolyn looked at it. And then Carolyn prettied it up. So here's the resolution. I think you had it. I had it here because we just did it today.
I'll make the resolution to adopt resolution number 80-2024.
Yeah, let me read what it says first. That's okay because we came up with this today. Resolution number 80-2024, adopting employee handbook for the Township of Lebanon, whereas in January, and this was news to me, in January 2001, the Township Committee adopted an employee handbook to ensure that employees and prospective employees are treated in a manner consistent with all applicable employment laws and regulations, whereas in the interest of compliance with current federal and state laws and applicable municipal ordinances, there is a need to replace the previous handbook using the current statewide insurance fund template with a new employee handbook that also covers township volunteers, elected and appointed officials, and independent contractors where applicable. So this is not covering best practices for purchasing or anything. It's really about what you should and shouldn't do when you're working with other people or working with minors and all of the different discrimination laws. It's a very comprehensive book. And so now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, the County of Hunter, and the State of New Jersey as follows, that the Township of Lebanon Employee Handbook, a copy of which is attached to Schedule A, is hereby adopted. I'm not going to read the rest of it. It doesn't matter. So, Any discussion?
I'm glad it's over.
It's over. Me too. I can't stand it anymore.
It's been a long time.
I'm saying that I put it, you know what, I sit there in my little room with the fire thing going, and it's like a...
Thanks, Abe and yourself.
Well, yeah, it's all of us. It was a good team effort, but it's like I don't even see the fire because I'm like buried in this thing and going line by line. So,
I got to thank you and Ben for, Abe for doing this.
Yeah. It's like... Anyway, so can I get a motion to approve Resolution Number 80, 2024, adopting the Employee Handbook for the Township of Lebanon?
I'll be glad to adopt that.
Yes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is, as I'm going through this, I'm realizing, I told Carolyn, there's follow-up items because we had to appoint certain people to be in certain roles in, like, a capacity to... You know, sexual assault, you'll work with people. And so there's training involved.
Can you amend that or do an amendment?
Well, it's not.
Put names in there or titles?
I already put names in where we could. I think there was a where we didn't have somebody, I put the township committee because we're the.
Okay.
Not for things like that, but
I'm
there
good
were.
With that.
Yeah. I did refer them to the police as the first stop for. So you have to look at this. It's an evolving document. It's really, really good right now, but as. Things change. We're going to have to stay on top of this. We can't just like put it on the shelf for another 20 years.
Nope.
So I'm going to have to put it in the old tickler file.
I'm surprised, though, that your GIF does not provide you with at least every 2 years updates that should be included. I know other joint insurance funds do it, not statewide. First time I've been, in a municipality that's part of statewide, but there's other GIFs. In different parts of the state where it's a regular occurrence. And what they do is they provide employee training,
mm-hmm.
So, for instance, for sexual harassment training.
Mm-hmm.
They provide it for the elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
We did have
But they do it annually, mm-hmm. and then it helps to reduce your rates.
Right.
So you should inquire with statewide as to that. And then, for instance, one of the things that evolve is a family leave, right? I mean, there's forms and stuff you have to fill out and that whole thing, but that's usually something the GIF itself wants
mm-hmm.
to help limit their liability. So I'm just a little surprised that they don't push that more.
They probably have pushed it, but I don't know how far it's gotten.
All right, well, this is the first time I've dealt with statewide, but other insurance funds in different parts of the state, it's a common occurrence.
Let me ask you, too. It's a little bit off topic on this. When you're talking about the GIF,
mm-hmm.
is Lebanon Township part of the GIF or the
SIF? No. Well, there's a joint insurance fund is just that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be different ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So statewide administers a joint insurance fund. They administer. I don't know who the members are. There's different ones throughout the state, and that's from general liability. Sometimes there's health joint insurance funds, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit hard, but my understanding is statewide administers a joint fund with member municipalities. So that
it is a joint.
Right.
We're a part of a joint.
Correct.
Fund.
And that's a joint insurance fund, right? But
okay.
That's administered. But, for instance, I know, for instance, Harding was part of a different
mm-hmm.
GIF. My towns down south were part of a different one and in the middle of there. But I know that those others that I'm more accustomed to regularly require the municipalities to update their handbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, every 2 years, really.
Yeah, I think we've been exposed for quite a while because.
So just again. So this is obviously this was something that you've been pushing since I started last year. So it came to fruition, which is good. But usually, the clerk will get notices from the insurance fund, and they usually have their own attorneys who represent the insurance fund,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones who put the training on as well. So,
well, I have to thank you for this because we did try to do this a couple of years ago, but we started with nobody had the knowledge. It was you that said your insurance company has to have a template, and I had seen other townships, and when I see what we just put together, I realized that's what they used was a template.
Yes,
but it was very comprehensive, and it just took all the. A lot of the thought work out of it,
mm-hmm.
except for where you needed to tailor things.
Yeah, and because they're in the business of insuring risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that you have all the appropriate areas that you need covered,
mm-hmm.
because they're the one ultimately who pays it out. So
right.
I think you just may want to check on them to see what they have available. Because a lot of that training that's in there, they may offer it, and you know, and usually it's not a cost.
Right. Yeah, which is good. So at least this, and that's what I had said. It's
so even if, like, for instance, I mean, if they don't give notices, I get notices from my other GIF. So that's why I notice, say, hey, look, you got to look at this policy, and you may need to amend it.
And of course, it's like if you have employees that are part of a collective bargaining agreement, that usurps whatever the word
would
be. Yeah,
you're right.
Like it works in conjunction with your PBA agreements and your collective bargaining. So that would take precedence over anything that's written here, except for federal issues that are going on. But really, when it comes down to the
For instance, there are certain for non-collective bargaining, the days off may not be the same. The type of things like that. But you know that we try to mirror and mimic it where it was appropriate. But
But the flow is perfect in this too. It's not disjointed. It feels right, which is good. So. You can't go wrong with that template because they're the ones that we're insured with.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, where did we get before you started talking?
No, you adopted it.
We adopted it. Okay. So that was good. All righty then. Next up is we have the unfinished business. I'm going to turn this one over to Brian, which is the Musconetcong River Road, New Jersey DOT grant and everything that you and Brian discussed.
Yeah, I talked to Warren, our DPW supervisor, and this was actually something that he had on his plan for this coming year here this year. He already had $200,000 in the capital budget for doing the road, and that plus the grant that we are supposed to get at the $241,000 he feels he can complete from the 1.9 miles from Anthony Road to Point Mountain Road, and would also include Matter Road, if I'm saying that correctly, down to the bridge that goes over the river.
So would that be Hollow Road?
From Hollow Road down to the where the park is, right?
Butler.
At the bottom of Anthony Road? Am I wrong? Is that the Hollow Road?
No, Musconetcong part.
Hots Hollow Road goes down to Musconetcong River.
So Hollow Road.
Right.
To
Point Mountain.
It changes. Because the other part is County Road, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all the way out to 31 is County. He's got it all under control.
The only question I had as I was reading through this is, when he writes, however, moving forward with the new stormwater management program requirements, it's sounding like we may not have the time to continue doing all the prep work required for these DOT projects, as we will be tied up with the requirements of the stormwater management program. We are still learning what all these requirements will be. And what is the prep work he was talking about?
Storm sewers, you know.
The drains.
Grading sometimes, you know, patching before they
hire
come in.
Some and,
that's what I was wondering. So he's going to have to hire, like.
Which he normally does on all roads, you know, prior.
Yeah, because
he's. I don't think there's a lot.
He kind of put prep work separate, though. He had, like. Currently handle prep work, catch basin repairs, changing
the engineer had in there isn't even something that they're going to be doing. They're not doing driveway aprons and stuff like that.
Okay.
Only when there's an obvious issue they have to adjust.
Okay. I was just worried about.
That's the reason why he feels he can do it for that price.
All right. So this addition, I was just thinking about additional expense because of all the stormwater.
Well, you know, we're not going to.
I know we put, what do we put in there, like $50,000 or something like that anyway. Okay.
We don't know.
Yeah, the unknown. Any other discussion on this Musconetcong River Road repave project? Good work. Next up, this is for discussion. Removal of recycling dumpster behind the municipal building. And we don't... It can be done immediately. It's not like we have a contract, but the recycling coordinator is saying it's being greatly abused. What's happening is people are dumping garbage and everything, and then we're being charged because the recycling center has like household garbage in there. And I think it's even happening. I heard somebody was dumping in the police one the other day. I don't know what's going on
at
the park.
People that come to put stuff in, it's already over full, and it's what, $6,000 a year we're paying?
Eight. I think.
Eight. More than that.
For this one, not for all of them.
I thought
it was like $200 a month.
Yeah.
I thought it was $16,000.
Well, here's the bill.
Yeah,
when is this? I don't know.
Well, this one for 1 month, it looks like it's. Why is it $2,691?
It's past due. $500 a month? Or is it per quarter? Usually it's quarterly.
So, now I know you mentioned, you said amendum, this happened, right? They took it away, and then the people were actually, they just contracted with their own companies and did it by the roadside, which...
Everybody in town has recycling with their garbage contractor.
Yeah.
So...
Not everyone. Not everyone.
Mm.
What's that?
Lives right in the trash.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
We had a tight budget, so we had to cut some things. That's one of the things we looked at.
One of the things that
went. We had to cut. Yeah.
My husband's going to miss it. I think he looked forward to Easter. It sounded like a schedule. Need anything to go to recycle today?
The county does it. You can go to the county.
Yes, a little bit far. Okay, so can I get a motion to, are we going to continue this discussion or are we going to ax the...
In the budget discussion, we all agreed to ax
it.
Yeah,
all right.
Out.
So, all right, it's out. Okay, so that's just discussion. Next up is this is a policy discussion. It's regarding, because we don't have our own newsletter, and I'm not talking mass media or anything large, but if you have other publications in the township and some of our volunteer organizations and that are township-sponsored volunteers want to participate or contribute articles in a non-municipal Lebanon Township-initiated communications, we need a policy of some sort. But I'd like the attorney to weigh in before we even have any discussion. I know you sent me some information about control and...
Yeah, I mean, I guess some municipalities, if there's a publication that they want to put information out, they can do that. There's no legal prohibition against it. I think the concern always is you have no control over the publication, right? So it's content either. So I think what you don't want to do as a governmental entity is to be in a publication that, I don't know, has stuff that can be embarrassing to the municipality, because you don't control the content. So otherwise, to the extent that so that's one issue. To the extent that you may have, what I'll call municipal organizations that want to put information in certain publications, I think you're right. You need a vetting process so you can review it. I'm not sure how it was done previously, I think you want to know, because again, if it's Lebanon Township and it's representative of the township, I think the governing body is going to want a process in place to make sure that whatever's getting put in, you're okay with it, and it's accurate. But I think using third parties, I think the issue just becomes what it is, what the purpose of the publication is, and then knowing what it is that they publish and being sure, ensuring that as a publication it doesn't include material that would represent the interest of the municipality, combining information that the municipality may want to get out there.
How's that different from newspaper?
Well, it's not, but I'm saying you can choose to put it in a newspaper or not, is my point, right?
Right.
So
we don't have anything to say over what the newspaper
publishes. Correct. But you don't have to advertise. I mean, there's certain things you're required by law to advertise in, because the state tells you have to have an official newspaper for notices, for public hearings and things like that, and it goes to a section. But what I'm saying is that if you're going to use a third-party publication, the concern is not having control over content, right?
Right. Just to clarify, because I was a little confused with the verbiage on this thing. So if we as Lebanon Township decide to put an advertisement in something else,
correct,
then that's the issue.
Correct. Because
if we don't decide to put anything in and somebody else wants to publish something, we have no control over that.
Yeah, I mean, right. If somebody, say there's a third party who decides they want to write stuff on their own, and it's not something that's sponsored by the municipality or comes from the municipality, nothing you can do to stop it, right? Just like presently, right? Somebody could do a letter to the editor in the newspaper, right? To your point, Abe, I think that's what you're talking about, right? Right, you're not going to control that. I think it's the stuff that the material that would come from the municipality, right? If the municipality were doing any type of advertisement, if the municipality wanted to put, you know, some type of, I don't know, an article together, right, that goes and gets published and that stuff. So, you know, it's just a matter of knowing the end product, who the end product is, and who the publishers are.
Right. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So where do we take it from there? Because what's going to happen is people are going to ask us, you know, township volunteers might want to, like, say, for example, Halloween Madness. They might want to put news, you know, an ad in a publication.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we feel about that?
Can't they put it on Facebook?
Well, that's what I mean. We do have other avenues. Yeah. Plus,
is this reaching all the residents of the town, this newsletter?
I don't know. Well, we're talking in general now, not about a specific newsletter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we would not have control over a newsletter unless we put an ad in.
But then you wouldn't have control over anything else that's in the newsletter, right?
Right. The only thing you would control is the ad, right? It's
correct.
Your ad. This is our content.
That's the only thing.
You know, ABC publication, please, you know, publish in your publication.
I mean, the only way around that, which is more work for somebody, is that if any of the volunteer organizations decide they want to put an ad regarding something that they're putting on, then that would have to be reviewed by somebody, whether it's the township committee in general or an individual. I don't know how we want to do that. That's up for discussion. Mm. But again, that puts more responsibility on somebody else.
Yeah, well, I don't worry too much about the ads because the volunteers have done a good job of understanding what should be or not in the ad. And when we had our own newsletter, which not to say we're not going to have it down the road, it's the clerk would review everything anyway. Right. They would see it. But I never really worried because we had established volunteers. They knew, you know, what to do and what not to do just based on past experience with legal.
But does this problem exist right now? Or are we worried about a problem?
I just think opportunities are going to be coming up and our volunteers might, because we don't have a newsletter right now, we need to be able to tell them, yes, you can put your ad there or you could write an article. Say like Sharon wants to put an article in about birds, you know, from the Environmental Commission,
right.
Not from herself.
But then who's going to edit it and who's going to make
Well, I don't worry so much. It's more about the publication. Like, do you know what else will be in somebody else's newsletter?
Well, I think it should be limited to, like, events that are going to be happening or such. You know, like upcoming events that the township's going to have.
Yeah, like the parks doing May the 4th Be With You. That would be in there, right? Or something like that.
Just when Halloween Madness is, that could be like on our website. Not doing like editorials and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't think there should be any kind of opinion in there. It should be factual.
Yeah. Right.
A date, a time, something they're going to do, or a report that they have done. You know,
like or a museum, a study, doing something, or.
But it's got to be reviewed. I agree with Abe that somewhere there's got to be a review of what we're putting in there.
But you're not going to see what else is in that publication.
No, we're not.
And this is one
not.
Of the points he made was
policy.
That it could be it could be an embarrassment for the township.
Well,
if
then we know to get out. One and done.
Yeah, you know, you can't control third party's publication, right? Okay, pick a magazine. So if you want to add, you know, League of Municipalities, for instance, well, you know what the League of Municipalities is about, if you were to put a story there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can see a township event, you know, we do through the website, Facebook, but limited to township.
I mean, and I think the point would be, for instance, for advertisements that I'm presuming the town's paying for the advertisement, right?
I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. If it's a town, it's an advertisement in which the town funds are being used, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for instance, if there's a little league and the town doesn't control the little league, mm-hmm. even though they play on township field, well, they can do what they want to do, right? But if it's something where it's, again, I don't want to pick on Sharon, but if Sharon wants to do an article regarding the open session, thank you, the Open Space Committee or the Environmental Commission, what they're going to do, well, that's a township board, right? And while certainly she's competent, but I think you'd want to review that stuff.
But wouldn't that be unless she was doing this independently?
Well, right. Well, Sharon can always do what she wants to do as Sharon, right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and write that.
Sharon.
At least in Lebanon, I can't say for the rest of New Jersey how it goes or the state, but, you know, it's like any time you're up.
We'll have to have more discussion
about that.
So, yeah, because, well, you keep talking about, like you said, the website and the, but you're not talking about outside newsletters, so I just want to make sure that you're,
right.
You
I'm
want
not
it not that. In and out, you don't want to, for now, put anything
in third-party publication.
In a third-party publication,
right.
But not, I mean, newspapers, it's, I mean, the
we're
local.
Not in, we're not in the newspaper business here.
Yeah, but you could put an ad, technically, like in the Huntington Review, for example, if you wanted to.
Well, we could, or someone could, I guess. But
if we put an ad in, it would have to come to us to approve.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're paying money.
Right.
So that's
true. Or they would write a story about the event coming up. Sometimes they've done that. And then it's not
for
really happening. Yeah.
But we don't edit what they write about the story.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying in the past, I know that I've seen some, like where the Huntington Review would give an article about an upcoming event,
right.
Which we weren't paying for that.
They're just covering.
They're right. They're just covering
it
in advance.
Right.
It's different. So for now, what do you want to do with this? Do you want to say no township?
Do we have to make a decision right now?
Well, somebody could probably come up to you and say, hey, I got a deadline on something. So I don't know. It's up to you.
If we're paying for it, we can control it. If we're not paying for it, we cannot control it.
Correct. Or if it's something that's representative of the municipality, right?
Right.
You know, a municipal board, mm-hmm. Something that you guys are doing.
But if you're paying for it, you can control it, but you can't control what it's in.
Well, then
say, for example, all right, let me give you
that's
an example.
Correct. We don't control it.
You've got a Halloween Madness ad running.
Right.
And I'll go out there and take a risk. Neo-Nazi or something advertises right next to you.
Right.
This is what he means by not being able to control the content of.
I understand. And well, the fact is, we can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
whether
that,
it is or not.
So you don't want to worry about it and just. Let them advertise.
We can't control it.
There's a little bit of a difference there, right?
Well,
Halloween Madness, although it's a function really of the school, right?
No, it's the rec team.
The rec team,
or Lebanon Township appointed members of the
school gets involved in that and the trick or treat.
No,
no, that's different.
No.
Oh, what am I thinking of then?
I don't know.
The kids
are coming from the school.
Guess I haven't been to Halloween Madness
in a while.
Wait, this is strictly what do you want the policy to be to anybody we've appointed to a board or a commission or a committee in this town?
They have Halloween Madness.
Yeah, and they have other events that may come up.
Well,
and that's
an
avenue to advertise.
I don't see why we couldn't advertise the event, but I don't think we need to write a book about it.
So, for now, you can advertise, you can put an ad, but no articles.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that might be a start. I don't know.
I'm not sure we can do anything here other than control what we pay for. I don't think we can control, even if we are paying to put an ad in, the only thing we can control is our ad. We can't control everything else in that newsletter. Now, if we think that newsletter is going to have is detrimental or negative to the township in some way or whatever, we can choose not to put it in there. But that's as far as we can go.
Right. I wasn't even talking about a newsletter.
No. I mean somebody else's newsletter, not ours.
Yeah.
But your policy would be if you're part of a commission or a committee as part of the township, you can't. Just blindly put an opinion.
Well,
now, as a private citizen, they can do that.
I think
right?
The first question is, do you want to utilize third-party publications or not?
Right.
That's the question.
Being that we don't have one, it makes some sense that we can put something in to get it out if it's going to a community. I don't know what we're even talking about.
Well, that's
where's
why
it going?
Yeah, there's a girl in the room.
If it's a way to get information out, whether it's an advertisement for a date like Halloween Madness or movie night for the forest study goals that were done by the Environmental Open Space Commission that people responded, and you want to see what the response were. Something like that is informational. Maybe it is a thing we could do. I don't know. And if you do put it in, some kind of whatever we're putting it in.
It's a third-party publication.
Third-party publication, and we find that we just do not like what's been there. It doesn't happen anymore. One and done. You know? We could test the waters, and if it's not right, doesn't feel right.
Also, we have to see the ad prices.
You just say no right now. There's two choices.
I'm a no right now. We'll have to,
then we put it the motion is going to be to allow Lebanon Township initiative, what would you call our volunteer organizations, commissions, appointed boards, commissions, volunteer groups to place ads in third party publications,
articles.
It's not our newsletter.
Because we don't have a newsletter.
Something other than the township generates, right?
Excuse me?
Third party is something other than the township generates, right? So then the question becomes, right, do you want to use third party publications, yes or no? Yes. If there's going to be an ad that's a township event, I'm presuming the township pays for that ad. I don't know that. Is there a situation where they wouldn't pay for an advertisement?
Well, if it was our own newsletter, for example.
No. That's not the question. The question is if there's going to be an ad for a municipal event and there's a charge for a third-party publication, who pays for the ad?
We don't know anything.
Well, we don't have that in the budget line, but we could take it out of the newsletter line. If there's a newsletter line, might still be in the budget. I think it was.
That's when, you know, that's what I'm trying to, keep it focused.
We pay for the ad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we have control over the ad. We don't have control over the publication.
Correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah, we don't have to support that
publication.
And
as Tom said, we put it in there. If it goes haywire, we just don't do it again. Mm-hmm. I don't think a single instance, whether it's a neo-Nazi group or not, is going to adversely affect anything that we advertise.
And to the extent that,
well, that's just it. We do have other avenues.
Yeah,
we have the website.
We've got
and
avenues,
not to
I
say,
yeah,
I'm just.
Yeah.
One thing I could say, which is good about this, you could tell we don't talk amongst ourselves and break the quorum rules because obviously nobody really knows what we're
talking. Save a tree.
I want everybody to have their opinions.
Everybody's entitled to my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. We vote the way we want to vote, and the chips fall where they fall. So I will. So would you form the motion? Now that we're all.
Do we even need a motion?
I don't think you need a motion.
It's just a consensus?
I think the question becomes is, if somebody says, Township Committee, there's this, we want to advertise this event, and, you know, if you're going to pay for it, is this okay? And then you put it under discussion, yes or no. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel the way you do with some of the issues you raised.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait and see something not go right to find out that it's something is not right.
Could we, for now, do the website avenue?
Well, yeah, they have that option. We could put it on Facebook. We could put it on the website.
But it has to come through.
Yeah, but even on Facebook, some of the pages don't like people, and they make all kinds of aspersions.
That's more like an aggregator. Like Facebook is a mishmash.
I've been part of
everything.
Those attacks, so you know.
I think we're overthinking.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your because if you put it on,
let's give it a break.
Keyboard
yeah.
Nazis. That's
yeah.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give it a break for now. Let's revisit it later.
So, all right. Well, what are we going to do in the meantime if somebody comes to us?
Well, then we decide.
Then we'll decide.
Yeah.
You might miss a deadline.
That's the way it is.
The way it goes.
But we've already done that.
Okay. So.
Unless, Mark, you have a different.
I don't. I told you what I think. Right. I thought
sent you guys.
I thought it was pretty simple, right? My thought is, right? I think it's pretty simple,
yeah.
Right? It's just a matter of, as far as, you know, your control. I mean, you know, and where you want to put ads. But, you know, like Abe said, you can put an ad in a newspaper or not. You can put an ad in any third-party publication or not. You can put an ad in the, you know, League of Municipalities magazine or not.
Or you go to a township website. Yeah.
I think when it becomes, the reason I think about mass media is it's mass media versus special interest newsletters, things like that. It's just, it's a different situation. So.
I vote we put no ads in neo-Nazi newsletters.
Second.
All right. Well, so then what we're going to have to do now is, what is the policy going to be? If we're not going to deal with this through a motion and a vote, and it's just discussion, we are going to get, Carolyn is going to get emails on, I want to put something in this, what do I do? And then I'm going to get that email, and I'm going to say we should have solved it here tonight.
Send me an email.
I just don't think you can, a priori, develop something to handle all these situations.
Yeah, I'm undecided. So.
Well, then basically what it is, it's a case-by-case basis. Yeah. It goes to Carolyn. And if we can't get it on the agenda, or do you think we need a committee vote for every item that comes through? Somebody wants to place Halloween Madness ad? So, does the committee have to look at it, or can she make that decision?
Does it cost something to put the ad?
Well, there is going to be probably a cost. Right. Yeah.
If it's something the town has to expend money on, then. Yeah.
A third-party publication. If it's money, then we have to see it. If it's free, we don't have to see it.
Correct. Okay.
But again, you're taking risks because you don't know.
I just don't think the risk is that great.
Well, I think it's got to be at least we have a single point of contact. Carolyn's got to see what the publication is, and if she has to escalate it to Mark for some reason, that it's a publication from a certain, you know, group that maybe we didn't want to be aligned with.
Well, we're going in two different directions.
I think we have to give it one more thought.
You think you have to give it more thought?
Yeah.
So then for now, it's just.
If nothing has gone haywire in all the years that I've been here and all these ads have gone out. Now, I don't expect it to happen in the next month, so let's think about it.
Okay.
Facebook seems to work for other things.
We have many other avenues to put good information out.
Okay. So then what I'm going to say is any group that comes that wants to do this in any third-party publication has to go to Carolyn.
So that's any affiliated group.
Any group affiliated with the township.
Any appointed
commission
board,
or committee person.
Commission,
I would
committee.
Say that would be that our standing sense. Committees and a commission, so we have four.
Should be that way anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Not another job.
I'm not sure the planning board of adjustment would be something that would be done.
Well, they wouldn't. But they would be the same thing, right? Yeah.
And then is she going to be the decision maker?
Absolutely.
And if she sees something,
red flag comes up,
it's got to know the publication.
She could converse with the mayor.
I mean, say like we have a religious publication that somebody wants to put something in. You know what I'm saying? A third-party publication could be religious publication.
Or a deputy mayor.
It could be. It's just some. You just have to think it all through.
Yeah.
No. Got to know.
I'll volunteer for something.
All right.
What are we doing?
Let's go on to the next. We're obviously not working on this one. Use of open space trust funds. That's a discussion that you wanted to, Jay. Was it Jay? Who was it that wanted to talk about open space?
Yep. Well, we want to use some of the open, as we've discussed in previous meetings, we want to use some of the open space funds for maintenance and improvement in the park.
So we've had this discussion.
And we've had that discussion.
You have to have a public hearing where you do the allocation. So now that you've done your budget, I don't know if that came up part of the budget discussion.
Yep.
So today would be ideas from different committee people that, you know, Jay's looking at open space to help the park committee with projects they have in there. The historians, they can do a preservation portion of that funding, which could come out of the open space. There's needs there for preservation. Of the museum to stop the weather from getting in. So there's things that other people need, and I think are ordinance allows for such things.
It does, but the statute requires a public hearing
right.
for the allocation, right?
So
you have to know what your pie is and then how you want to cut the pie up.
Well, we know what the pie is, so let's schedule a public hearing.
Well, you need to know where how you want to cut the pie up and how you want to cut the pie, right? On a percentage basis on the fund, it's, I don't know, how much is in your open space tax fund, trust fund?
The open space is 1 cent per hundred.
No, is there a balance in there now?
Yeah, there is.
Right. So, you know, you can either do it, you can say for that particular, for the trust fund, that this, you can either, you can base it based upon a percentage of what's collected on an annual basis.
Can we do it just a dollar amount?
Or you can do a dollar amount.
So the percentage.
Some allocation, right? And there's actually, again, you're supposed to do that on an annual basis anyway. And that, a lot of towns don't.
We have the estimates, so we know how much we should put in for a dollar amount. And the same thing for the museum.
Right.
So if you can get me that information ahead of time, so then I can, what you can do is I'll formulate a resolution based upon that. Okay. But I want to see what the trust fund balance is, what you collect.
No problem.
And you'll have that information. You have quarterly on an annual basis, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then what I can do
not
is
the trust fund balance that with the CFO.
Yeah, we have it. Well, just get me all that.
Makes earns in a year is in the budget.
Right. And then you can put together where you think you want to allocate and amounts, so you can figure what that is, and then I'll formulate a draft resolution and send it out in advance to see if it makes sense for everybody. You guys can take it. I think that's the best way to handle it.
Okay.
Right? So it'd be concrete.
So you're going to?
Yeah. Me and Tom are working on it.
Do we need to form a subcommittee?
No.
You and Tom would be the subcommittee. We would be the subcommittee.
That's what I was going to say. It's still under a quorum, so you could just do it without a subcommittee.
We have it handled.
All right. So then I will put that as a follow-up item on there, the pie.
After relate everything to the food, Mary, you know, Italian.
Yeah.
Pies.
Pie. I love pie. That's my favorite dessert.
Peach pie.
Cherry pie. Let's see. Okay, so then we have the next up is the resignation of Donna Guzzino, Recreation Commission member, and I'm going to read her letter. Maria and fellow committee members, it has been a pleasure and honor to have been on this committee for 10 years. I have truly loved my time working with such incredible, dedicated people, but it is time for me to step away. I need to focus on other volunteer opportunities and enjoy my youngest high school sports years. The Easter egg hunt was my last day. Sincerely, Donna Guzzino.
That's the one.
So can I have a motion to accept the resignation of Donna Guzzino on the Recreation Committee with a commission with regrets?
Can I ask something? I mean, this may be silly, but I have to understand the legality of what's going on. If we don't accept it, what?
Well, board members are not concerned about employees when they resign. It came up in a case which I handled where the first thing the judge said was, did the governing body take an official action to accept the resignation? Because there's always the potential that did they actually resign? Because then they say they try to claw their way back in, and then but that was an issue. Now, certainly with commission, I'll call boards, those persons they're resigning, so they're no longer a part of it. I think it's always good closure. To again, process is important. They've tendered the request to resign it, so let's close that door to accept it. So then there's no question. So if Donna decides, no, let me back in, not too late. Door's closed.
Especially with the planning board, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, then, because you have to do that by resolutions and stuff like that. But that's, and like I said, with employees where that came up, you know, a lot of towns wouldn't do a formal resolution. That's why it's important for employees, especially when they resign, to do that, because that was the first question the judge had asked. Unfortunately, we did, so.
Mm-hmm.
There was no question. Judge said, okay, you're no longer an employee, so you're not entitled to benefits, because like they're claiming benefits. When was the date? When's the official resignation date? Things like that. So it closes that. End those debates, right?
Right.
Let's end issues. We're issue adverse.
Right. So that's, I think that was the first one we did it with, was one of the police officers when he left to go to the county.
That's an employee kind of.
Yeah, well, that was employee. Yeah. But we're just talking about resolutions in general. The case
resolution, they weren't doing resolutions.
That's when he told us about that case, was what we had somebody going, leaving the force and going to the county. I remember that. So, can I get a motion to accept with regrets?
Yes, I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Did you say your yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Next up is Maria Nacarado, the Recreation Commission Chair, is stepping down but staying on the committee. So I guess our commission, we have to find which spot she falls into. I just realized now, too, because you have unexpired and I guess there's enough open spots on that one.
Well, but who selects a chair? Doesn't the
She recommends.
Does the board select a chairperson, or does...
It's a mayoral appointment.
Oh, okay.
So she's recommending somebody.
All right. I just didn't know. And then,
yeah.
So she's still finishing her term.
Right. She said it was like a 5-year term.
But I'm saying is the chairperson doesn't necessarily take up a term. I'm a member on the recreation committee. I'm asking. Now you decide who the chairperson it is.
Yes, it's a mayoral appointment.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily correspond with a term. Couldn't that change every year?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because I'm trying to think, when we appointed her, we appointed her to a 5-year term, but I think they're all 5-year terms on rec. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is the chair position doesn't assume a term. The term is being on the rec committee.
Right.
The chairmanship is separate, I would think, separate and apart from that.
Well, for example, you know, I appointed Sharon Petzinger the chair of the environmental. She's like, yeah. You're chair of the Environmental Commission. That's what is that, a 5? Was that three?
No, the term.
So I'm on a 3-year term on the Environmental Commission, and then every year.
Annual basis, right.
Okay, so every year we appoint the chair.
Right.
That's right.
So that's the same. The term and the chair position are two separate issues.
Right.
Right.
So with that, Maria stepping into a regular position as part of her term. We're going to have, I'm going to appoint Meredith Tyers, who's been a member of the commission since 2019. She'll make an excellent chairperson, Maria said, and is agreeable to take on this role. Recommended, I'll make that mayoral appointment. Effective.
Is she here?
I don't think she, no, I didn't see her here today.
It's Brian Tyers' brother's wife?
It's Gary Apgar's daughter. So with that, next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I had none.
Hey, this is a short bill list here.
Yeah. For once.
Yeah, it's a thick one, but lots of little things. So you don't have any that apply?
I had nothing that applied.
You don't have any?
Yep, I do.
You do? Yeah, that's right. DPW, I think.
Patriotic Office Cleaning Company in the amount of $1,405. Tilcon New York Inc. partial payment in the amount of $382,237.04. Rutgers Center for Government Services, that's $2,340. That's for our public works training for some of our members. And National Highway Products, signs and such for the roads and such, $1,453.12. And that's all that I have that apply.
I have two here. The first one I have is for the State of New Jersey Division of Employer Accounts, an amount of $24,067. The next one I have is Universal Technical Resource. This is engineering, professional services rendered for stormwater ordinances and review, grants, and the HUD grant review for a total of $4,770.
Okay, I have none that apply. And the total bill list for the period ending April 17th, 2024 is $425,819.83. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have minutes, historians, under correspondence, historians meeting minutes from January 11th, 2024, February 8th, 2024, and then the March 2024 historian report. I don't know if you wanted to talk about it at all.
I'm good with the report.
They're very comprehensive.
I just wanted to thank the historians. These are great reports.
They're nice and
enlightening.
Yeah. And then next up, can I get a motion to open the public comment for anything anybody wants to talk about?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Michelle Reedy, West Hill Road. And forgive me if this is posted on the website, but I was having a really hard time finding the proposed ordinances for tonight's meeting. So if they aren't posted on the site, is there a way that maybe the proposed ordinances could find posted on the site so it would be easier to read them for public comment?
I really don't think
what I could. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Hall. For a few meetings, we did have it posted, all the resolutions ahead of time, and then that stopped after Karen left. So, can I clarify this publication that nobody really knows about? So Squire's Point is going to start up a newsletter to compensate that the township has no newsletter. Just like at the museum, there's nowhere to be able to put out our events. And so if we had a newsletter, we got most of the responses from the newsletter. We're not, and if we're posting on Facebook, we're personally posting it. For the township, we cannot post it. The township can't have a website to announce any event. It's only on the township website, which Carolyn does a great job posting them instantly. But people aren't going to our website, so either we come up with a newsletter so that people know these events. Just how EOSC had to spend, how much did the township spend to send out to do that, because we don't have a newsletter. So Squire's Point is hoping to just replicate the newsletter the township had and earn money by advertisement. So it's like basically the same thing. It's going to go on to email eventually. I think the first copy we're hoping to mail out, and then people have to submit their emails, and then it'll go out, whoever wants it to come by email. But us as volunteers, we need some place to, besides our township website that people don't go to tell about our events. So like things that are put in the newspaper, like we can have the newspaper do a story on us, is what you're accepting. So that's where us as committees is, we want to be able to put these things out. And I agree with Abe, like we won't have control of what the third party is. And he said if we try it, we have a problem. Like our newsletter, it's kind of got thrown away all because of the fear of what could happen. And it's never happened in the however many years that we've been doing the newsletter.
What about Facebook?
We're not allowed to post them.
Not on our Facebook, and on the community site.
On the township site.
Only the township website is the only place that we're able to put any of our events.
And
people are not going there.
Well, the clerk,
come here,
we have the clerk's, the seal of the Township of Lebanon Facebook page. You could post it on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even saying
that.
I'm saying
the
public
Township Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, we've been told, and that's what
we're modernizing the township because we're incurring really crazy postage costs and printing and all that. We were going to put some printed copies out here, but the idea was to have it electronically so that could be.
Well, we understand that's what you want to have, but right now
it's not
we
want.
Don't
it's,
have.
It exists.
So we've been missing So, like, we've always known if we're going to have events, we have to have them planned before those. Like, May 1st is going to be for this next newsletter. Will come out in June. So that we don't have that now. So we're unable to advertise our events only on the township website. So if we can start having Carolyn post on Facebook all of our events.
Absolutely.
Which we never had that option before. Right. Because the previous attorney would not allow us to do that because we had a big discussion in Mark.
That's why we have a new attorney.
Well,
that's great avenue to go.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not, before we go there,
yeah.
Let me find out about the Facebook page, which I abhor, but that's another story. And hopefully it's not where you can interact. It's just informational only.
Well, no, you can't turn off commenting.
I thought you can.
It's not really. I know. I don't want people to think we have an entire Facebook site that talks about the DPW and all. It's not that. There is a personal account.
Karen used to tell us. Like now, the police tell us the roads are closed. Like if something was.
Right.
Like I think I recently saw something about our. Maybe not our voting is different. Only if certain things are ever put out.
Right, it comes from the clerk's page.
The trees are down when we had all the emergency. Mm-hmm. They're posted.
Yeah, I don't think it's appropriate, really, because you're not technically part of the township. You're not.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Because
somebody else can come along, another organization.
Right.
And now we set precedents.
What, to do a newsletter?
No. That's they can do what they want.
But if it's a newsletter regarding Lebanon Township, it's not. It hasn't been approved by Lebanon Township, and by putting that newsletter out, it's kind of quasi Lebanon Township. Everybody will see it as a Lebanon Township newsletter, and we have not approved that.
It's not an official.
But it's another organization putting it out.
It's what?
Another organization is putting it out. There's no connection to the township at all, except they are allowing our committees to advertise our events in that for free.
But when you say our committees, this is what you have to
the
be
rec
careful.
Committee. Like I'm on rec committee.
I understand that, but the rec committee is a function of the municipal government.
Yes, yeah, so they're allowing our no. committees.
No. The township committee controls that. That's the issue. If it's a function of government, which these committees are because they're established in your code, you as a governing body control that, right? You cannot unilaterally do that. Now, to the extent that the township has a quote-unquote Facebook page, what gets published on that page should be municipal events. I think Brian's point is correct. If you allow third-party organizations that are not township organizations, it was the same thing with advertisements.
Yeah, I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I thought she was talking about.
No, you're not talking about taking the newsletter. You're talking about and having.
No.
You know, Carolyn posted on it. That's what I mean. No.
No, she. Wait a minute. Township, right? If it's something a third party, a non-for-profit, like the Historians Group, whatever that Squires Point thing is a 501c3. They host an event. That's their event. That's not a township event.
Right.
So if you were to post that on the township Facebook page,
that's not
that's what I'm saying. I want to make sure that's not the case.
No.
If in fact there's an event that's being hosted by the township's recreation committee, an Easter egg hunt,
or a museum,
whatever, that's right. Yeah, you can do that exactly on your whatever your Facebook page or your website, whatever you have. Right. Mm-hmm. Now again. So getting back to the whole issue but if it's a function of government, and it should have the blessing of the governing body, since ultimately it leads back to you. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were getting at previous, before we knew that it was this. So.
Well, like I said, at least you know I'm not.
We're all not talking about it.
It's like.
So I think where we were talking before is if you're going to put something in a third party newsletter. Then whatever it is you're putting in goes to Carolyn to approve.
Did someone check the newsletter previously?
What newsletter?
When we had our own newsletter.
Yeah.
But
it was a township. But it was a township publication.
Township publication. Karen Sandorsch went through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I didn't know that.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, everything was checked.
Now, on the dumpster, how you were saying you're going to save money by taking the dumpster out, mm-hmm. isn't that under clean communities?
No. We checked that.
Okay. That's where I thought it was under.
Yeah, we suspected it in the beginning also, but it's not.
Yeah, the clean communities, I think, when they do certain days of cleanup.
Like recycling.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing that you missed on here, old business, it was way at the bottom, is the employee volunteer manual.
Yeah, we just did that.
We did that. It was supposed to come off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we did was we were going to talk about it, but then we had a resolution, and we moved it up and talked about it under the resolution, but it got missed on the – it should have come off that unfinished business.
So if we get this agenda, so you see it on the website, then could we ask Carolyn to tell us, send us what the resolution is beforehand?
You know, we had this whole discussion before. We did. It's, you know – It's yeah. very cumbersome. There's, you know, we don't.
You're not required. You can do it in in. There should be a space here in the municipal building where you put out ordinances, resolutions,
right. And things change.
But is it more than just this? Like, so that you have more information. Like, a lot of stuff we're getting when you're reading it. Like, you just read one that's not in here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you understood what you're really doing. Like, that stormwater, which I know you can't change.
Mm-hmm.
That is cumbersome and. It will affect us in ways we don't even know.
But those are in the newspapers. Those are advertised, right? Somewhat. Not the whole package.
The ordinances, but not the resolutions.
But it's like with these resolutions, they keep changing, and then if you have the wrong addition, sometimes at the last minute we make changes to it. It's
They'll say draft. I never a big one on posting anything that wasn't adopted.
Well, I don't want to see.
I agree with that.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I could ask Carolyn.
We've gone through this before.
It's not.
You can get some confusion.
Yep,
right, we don't have the staff to do. We have enough stuff going on here. That's the thing.
Things get amended.
Nobody realizes what goes on behind the scenes until they sit up here.
Then it's not accurate.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Public comment? Or anything?
Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we're going to go into executive session. I need a motion to approve Resolution 81-2024, authorizing executive session to talk about collective bargaining, personnel, and litigation.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any action anticipated?
I don't think so.